an addict, I was too young to see this. I be playing doctor with the hypodermic needles. She told me not to touch them, they were for her boyfriend's medicine. I guess the sickness was addiction, like hers it was heroin. I'd see the bruises on her face, she'd tell me that she fell. Innocence prevailed and I believed her fairy tales. Sometimes I'd hear them hit her and I'd hide under the covers. Listen to the terrifying screams from my mother, vowing that one day I'd be big enough to beat them. And now I am, I hope to God that I don't ever meet them. My father bailed out when I was still a little infant. I see him now and then but didn't know him, what's the difference? He was an alcoholic anyway, or so they say. So I guess I didn't need him in my life anyway. My mom got clean and sober when that boyfriend shit was over. Just a matter of time before it came back and took over. Growing up in the projects on food stamps and welfare, kids cracking all my sneakers, never had a new pair. Mom did remarry though when I was 13, but it seemed that her dream man turned out to be a dope fiend. Another one shooting up and getting fucked up. And then you'll wonder why I never been drunk or do drugs. And then in high school I fucked up, I didn't pay attention. Fuck the tension and suspension, I ain't doing this, I'm jetting. At 16 my whole world came to a halt. I lost my mother to the devil and I felt it was my fault. She was all that I had, now I'm sitting all alone. 16 years old trying to make it on my own. Ain't never graduated cause I didn't even bother. Man, I could've been somebody if I tried a little harder. Working full time for a mere minimum wage, wishing I was on stage, it wasn't just a phase. Dreaming of being the next rap star sensation, I broke the hell out and took a permanent vacation. Depression hitting hard and yeah, I even thought of suicide. It's do or die and I ain't doing shit, so I don't even try. And getting high as all the peeps around me seem to do, and I ain't going that route, so I always stay true. But now life is good, I got a wife that I love, and a son in my world, and I ain't fucking this up. So there you have it, now you know why I'm so fucked up, and how a troubled child grows up a troubled adult. But I have a second chance to do things right with my son. Keep him safe from these drugs and these thugs packing guns. I'll make it in this world and I ain't gonna go and quit. Channel all this negative into positive shit.
People wanna know why I'm so fucked up.